So while you're there at Keynes, there's a building over here that must be in your brain.
Right.
You're thinking about, well, I could be in this business too. True?
Well, my background being in audio and acoustics, I'd seen many concerts at Tulsa Municipal Theater, and the acoustics were outstanding. And there was a building in New York called the Fillmore East, and maybe the greatest promoter of the time, Bill Graham, was the guy behind that. And I'd had been fortunate enough to see some of the shows at Fillmore East, and where the acoustics were just astounding, as good as it gets. So I'd always had in my mind that Tulsa Municipal Theater could be in that same category of excellent acoustic environment to see a show. So in 1977, the city of Tulsa advertised, they were going to build the new Performing Arts Center. So they have to advertise when they get rid of equipment that they have every year, I believe, or every couple of years. They put in the paper that they're having a sale of their equipment. And listed along with that was Tulsa Municipal Theater, and it was in very small print. And my friend Eric Grimshaw saw it in the Tulsa Legal News at the back of the publication. It was, you know.
This guy passed. We've got some traffic outside. That's okay.
Yeah, it was in very small print. And he called me up and said, you may not know it, but the city's selling Tulsa Municipal Theater. So it was a sealed bid, and they'd had it appraised, but they didn't let you know the appraisal. And we just had to guess at what to offer on it. And it turned out I was the only bidder. Later on, I found out that Schaefer had been interested, and the Tipsword family had been interested, but they did not pursue it. And I was the only bidder. The bid price was $35,000. And just as the story goes, they'd had it appraised, but they'd had it appraised for what it would cost if someone was going to tear it down. So you have to factor in demolition cost to that. And that's how it ended up that the $35,000 bid was just barely above the appraised value. Now, over the years, we've spent many, many times that amount. The place needed a ton of work.
It just floors me that you bought this, the Brady Theater, as we still want to call it, for $35,000.
Right.
Yeah.
The price of a good used car.
Were you nervous about when you purchased this?
Absolutely. The city had put restrictions into the sales contract because they had just built a Performing Arts Center. And the attorney for the city of Tulsa had asked that they put in a restriction for 7 years that it couldn't be used as a live performance theater. Of course, that's what it was. What else are you going to do with it? And at that point, I was so passionate about doing the project that I even agreed to that. And there were some stipulations that you could do dinner theater. And so we said, okay, we'll do some dinner theater. We'll do whatever you need. And we put up with the restrictions for 7 years. And we did a few concerts along the way, and they didn't say anything. So after the 7-year restriction was over, then we just did exclusively concerts at that point.
What's so interesting is you were in sound design and setting up speakers and all that, and you buy a building that basically didn't need any of your equipment at all.
I tell some of the artists that who come through, just turn all that stuff off.
Right.
That very few, they won't do that. A few of them have tried it, you know, like on one song. And the crowd loves it when they do it.
Well, let's do a little history on it. That this city of Tulsa built it. 1912, 1914.
Finished in 1914.
And they had a $125,000 bond issue to make that happen. And then it was originally designed as a municipal auditorium and convention hall for Tulsa.
Right.
And you can take off on this story here. I mean, it was billed as the largest hall between Kansas City and Houston, Texas. That's how great it was.
And they put a pipe organ in that was billed as one of the greatest in the middle part of the country. And I believe in 1929, they wanted to give it a facelift. It was only, 13 years old at that point. And they brought in Bruce Goff, who had been working with Frank Lloyd Wright.
Right.
He was like a protege of Frank Lloyd Wright. And they only gave him one summer to do the renovation. So the interior that's still in there, that Bruce Goff put in 1929, and we have tried to restore it along the way as well as we can. There are pictures of it. There's a book out which has some pictures of the original restoration, which was beautiful. And then, so in 1977, I put in the bid, and the contract was finalized in 78. So I've owned it since 1978.
Mm-hmm. And this is interesting. At one time, the building was used as a detention center during the 1921 race.
Correct.
Massacre.
1921 is also the year that Enrico Caruso played at Tulsa Convention Hall, and he was the biggest star probably worldwide at the time. But so when I got the place, none of us really knew much of the history of the Tulsa race riot. And as we would learn more, it was just heartbreaking to hear all of it. Fortunately, we believe it was only used as a detention area, and nothing more evil than that.
Yeah.
Right. The history book that was written by Jamie Townsend, Memoirs of the Old Lady, she was able to go back and really do some of the history on that.
And you gave me the book. I have it here on the table. I'm going to refer to it later. Yes, stories told from the Brady Theater itself.
Yeah.
Onto many, many people. It's a great book, and I would highly recommend it.